This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews.
Almora police arrested and charged 34-year-old Stephen Woody with 6 counts of second-degree kidnapping, 4 counts of child abuse, plus resisting a public officer, assault on a government official, assault on a female, breaking and entering a motor vehicle, and cruelty to animals. He is currently being held without bond at the Stanley County Detention Center. An Albemarle man was shot and killed in Guilford County last week during an attempted robbery of a Brinks armored truck on Tuesday morning, according to the Guilford County Sheriff's Office. Around 9:15 a.m. on Tuesday, deputies came to the parking lot of the Stony Creek Village Shopping Center after getting report of an attempted robbery of a Brinks truck. While they were on their way to the scene, they learned a shooting had occurred. Investigators found the suspected armed robber dead from a gunshot wound. The suspect, 26-year-old Devontae Eugene Scott of Albemarle, was killed. Currently wanted on failure to appear out of Montgomery and Stanley counties. The Albemarle City Council awarded a system development fee study to Raftellus Financial Consultants and will allow staff to enter into contract negotiations. And here is Jay Voiles, Public Utilities Director, telling exactly what those system development fees are and how they need to arrive at them.
So a system development fee is, for one, it's authorized by general statute to charge a system development fee. Currently, the City of Albemarle does not have system development fees adopted. Essentially, what it is it's a fee that's imposed on new development, and essentially a charge for the allocated capacity of either water or wastewater service to either that home or that business. That fee is developed based on usually the size of that meter, that metered service, or the size of that sewer service. But that is something that a financial consultant has to help us with. That's general statute says that a financial consultant has to help you develop what those system development fees are. So not just a system development fee, but we're also reaching out to qualified financial firms to perform a comprehensive utility rate study as well as part of that scope of work.
Is this like what the county did when they, if you're going to develop, you add $10,000 or $15,000 to the price?
So the...
Is that what you're talking about?
To give you the short answer to the question, yes. However, that fee is may not be the same as the county or any other agency that operates it. But and we are sensitive to the price imposed on new development.
Greystone Day School wanted to congratulate their ladies' golf team. Lady Knights were undefeated and won the Yakin Valley Conference title. Albemarle High School wants to congratulate their exceptional leader, Beverly Pennington, on receiving the Charlie Adams Distinguished Service Award from the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. Albemarle High School was honored and proud to have her as a cornerstone of the team. The Charlie Adams Distinguished Service Award is an honor of longtime NCHSAA executive director who retired from that post in January 2010. And it's presented annually to one individual in each region, individual with at least 10 years of experience in education and athletics, who is still active in the field and has regularly gone above and beyond the call of duty at both the local and state level. Greystone Day School said they had their mock trial team compete in the Yale Mock Trial Bulldog Invitational September 14th and the 15th. They said this annual invitation was designed to bring together the nation's best mock trial teams and foster a better understanding of and appreciation for mock trial. Greystone competed against 26 teams from across the nation, engaging in trial simulations, showcasing their critical thinking and public speaking skills. Kinley Burleson tied for second place, earning an attorney award, while Brinley Goodman tied for fourth place and earned a best witness award. Olivia Peterson, team coach, said, quote, "Although this is a rebuilding year for mock trial, I am incredibly proud of this team for their dedication and preparing for this tournament after school, during lunch, and even during flex periods. I'm excited about their ability to be competitive in future tournaments." Student competitor Polly Nance added, "Competing at Yale was extraordinary. From hours of hard work and practice to actually competing against other teams, the overall experience was engaging for our team as a whole. I am so grateful to be part of this family that always supports each other no matter what," said Polly Nance. The team consists of Kinley Burleson, Bladen Goodman, Brinley Goodman, Nathan Arcosia, Addison McGuire, Polly Nance, and Albert Sesambath. And in Stanley County, Friday night football action presented by Fiberon. West Stanley will travel to Mount Pleasant to take on the Tigers. North Stanley has a bye week and Sal Stanley will be on the road to face off against Wheatmore. Albemarle will host Southwest Randolph, and we'll bring that game to you on 107.3 FM and 1010 AM. Kickoff at 7:30, pregame at 7. And Montgomery Central Timberwolves, well, they'll be at home and facing off against the Piedmont Panthers. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news at 1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly sunny today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. with a high going up to 83. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 62. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Welcome to a brand new hour of the Rick and Bubba Show with Eddie Van Adler, Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Bill Bubba Bussell, and Rick Burgess.
Well, no Bubba today. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow. Looks like he will. The rest of us are here, and we're moving forward, and we thank you for being with us. All right, so a brand new hour here at the old Big Boy Studio. Some things to be aware of. Active week coming up. Yesterday, the Wednesday Bible Study Archive is now available. Another Rick and Bubba University, the podcast,